Kripashta Samitinjaya, Kripashta Samitinjaya, Ashvatthama Vikarnashya,
Ashvatthama Vikarnashya,
Soma Dattis Tatai Vacha,
Soma Dattis Tatai Vacha,
Bahava Shura Madarte Chakta Jivita Nana Shastra Praharana Sarve Yudha Visharada Anyeta Bahavakshura
Anyeta Bahavakshura
Madarte Chakta Jivita
Madarte Chakta Jivita
Nana Shastra Praharana
Nana Shastra Praharana
Sarve Yudha Visharada
Sarve Yudha Visharada
Anyeta Bahavakshura
Anyeta Bahavakshura
Madarte Chakta Jivita
Madarte Chakta Jivita
Nana Shastra Praharana
Nana Shastra Praharana
Sarve Yudha Visharada
Sarve Yudha Visharada
Abhasmakam
Abhayakam Darasmakam
Balam Bhishma Bhirakshitam
Balam Bhishma Bhirakshitam
Paryaptam Tridametesham
Paryaptam Tridametesham
Balam Bhima Bhirakshitam
Balam Bhima Bhirakshitam
Paryaptam Immeasurable
that
Asmakam of ours Balam strength Bhishma, by Grandfather Bhishma, Apirakshitam, perfectly protected, Paryaptam, limited, to, but, Idam, all these, Etesham, of the Pandavas, Balam, strength, Bhima, by Bhima, Abhirakshitam, carefully protected. Translation: our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited.
So Duryodhana is very proud of his strength, military strength, because he was in power, he could gather, and over and above that, Bhishma is the commander-in-chief. He is giving protection. But on the other side, the Pandavas, they are not in power, somehow or other. They gathered some soldiers from relatives. Therefore, their strength was limited in consideration of the other party. And that is being protected by Bhima. Duryodhana always considered Bhima as a fool. Therefore, he is very much confident that our side is being protected by Bhishma. But the other side, although Bhima is very strong, but he has no brain very much. So, he was very hopeful of victory. But in the previous verse, he says, Anneta Bahava Sura Madathe Tapta Jivita. Tapta Jivita means they have come to lay down their life for me. This is a foretelling Because actually, we were joined the battlefield of Kurukshetra. None of them returned. Saptajivika. It is already concluded that although Duryodhana is very much proud of his military strength, protected by Bhishma, still, Saptajivika, they will surely die. This is the conclusion. Nana Sattapasarana Sarvi Juddha Visharana. No, not a single person inexperienced was there. Juddha Visharana. Visharana means very expert fighting. Still, they would have to lay down their lives. Because it is Krishna's plan that all these fighting men, they were not ruling properly according to the tenets of Vedic injunction. Therefore, they are demons. Military strength for self-aggrandizement is demonic. Military strength is required to rule over the kingdom, but not to misuse them for aggression to others' country or others' kingdom. That was not allowed. So, when Krishna appeared, there were many kings, although they were under the ruling of the Pandavas, still Hastinapur, still they were fighting. That is natural. If one has no Krishna consciousness, then his strength and opulence would be misused. And if one is Krishna conscious, then he would use his strength and opulence very properly. So these kings were meant for giving protection to the citizens, to train them to the basic conception of life. But they are not doing that. Therefore, they are demons. Although they are kshatriyas, still, kshatriyas are meant for representing the Supreme Personality of God. Actually, Krishna is the proprietor. Sarva loka maheshwaram. Sarva loka maheshwaram. Sridham sarva bhutana. Yatta maam shanti nichyati. So, he is the proprietor. Sarva loka. Sarva loka means all the planets, all universe, because they are created by Krishna, by Krishna's bodily effulgence, Brahma-jyoti. So they are created by Krishna, just like from the sun's time, these planets are created. Similarly, from Brahma-jyoti, innumerable universes are created. Yasra prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotisu asesa vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesa bhutam govindam adipurisam samaham vaya. So, it is all creation of Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravatta. Everything has come out from Krishna's body, external. Therefore, he is the proprietor. If I have created something, then I am the proprietor. It is very easy to understand. The Vedas also say, Eko Narayana Asit, before the creation, only there was Narayana. In the Chatushvati Bhagavat also, it is said, Ahameva Asam Agri. So, before creation, there was Krishna. When we speak of Krishna, it does not mean Krishna was alone. Krishna means with his form, with his pastime, with his paraphernalia, with his entourage, everything. When we speak of king, it does not mean king is alone. As soon as we speak of king, we must understand the king, king's kingdom, king's secretary, king's ministers, king's queen, king's palace, so many. Similarly, when the Vedas say that Eka Narayana Asi, before creation there was only Narayana. So Narayana with his paraphernalia. It is expansion. Narayana has expansion in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Jagat. Innumerable Vaikuntha planets. You have seen the picture. Innumerable. We are given only 24 names. But there are innumerable. So actually, either in this material world or in the spiritual world. All planets, Vaikuntha planets, are Kuntha planets. Here in this material world, Kuntha planets. Kuntha means anxiety. Here, in any planet you go, the anxiety will be there. This is material. Tadāsamudrikinathīyāṁ asat grahāṁ. Why anxiety? Because we have accepted something, asat, which will not stay. But we are eternal, we want to stay. Our natural position is eternity. We don't want this temporary body. Therefore we try to save the body as much as possible. But it will not be saved. Because we have accepted something nonsense, which is not compatible with our existence. The modern civilization, they do not know it. They think it, that death is natural sequence, it cannot be avoided. No, it can be avoided. It can be avoided. But these rascals, they do not know how to avoid. Although it is mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita, how you can avoid death. Birth, death, old age and disease, these are the problems. But they do not know how to solve these problems. They are simply engaged in some temporary business. And they are fighting, they are making plans, they are making diplomacy. But the real problem they do not touch. Neither they know how to solve it. But this Krishna consciousness movement can solve it. These rascals may understand this fact that this Krishna consciousness movement is not a sentiment, so-called religious movement. It is scientific movement to solve all the problems of life. This is Krishna consciousness. So in Bhagavad Gita it is said, Tapta Jihan Punat Janma Neiti Mamiti. Punat Janma Neiti. If you can avoid next birth. Next birth means to accept another material body. Tatha Jihantaram Prati. Tatha Jihantaram Prati. After giving up this body, you have to accept another body. These aspects they do not understand. So many defects in the modern civilization. full of ignorance, and is still that passing as great scientist, great philosopher, great politician. Real knowledge they have not. So try to give them real knowledge. Tathādehāntaraṁ prāpti. This is the crucial point. Dehāntaraṁ prāpti. One has to accept another body. So if you can find out a means so that you do not accept another body, then you are safe. Because as soon as you accept another body, janma, birth, then where there is janma, there is mrityu, death also. And between janma and mrityu, birth and death, there is disease and old. So Krishna says that taptadeham punarjanmane, one can avoid accepting another material body. How? Janma karma me vibham ju janasi tatat. Simply try to understand Krishna. What is Krishna? Why Krishna appears? Why Krishna takes part in politics? Why Krishna? So many Krishna's activities. So this is how Krishna consciousness movement means try to understand Krishna. But simply if you try to understand, you cannot understand Krishna fully, that is not possible. Krishna is unlimited. But to our limited knowledge, whatever is possible, that is stated in the Bhagavad. As far as we can understand about Krishna. If you simply understand Krishna, His transcendental nature, His transcendental activity, Dibbam. Janma karma means Dibbam. Dibbam means transcendental. It is not ordinary. Tattva, in truth, in fact, then you become free from this janma mrityu jarabhari. Very easy thing. Therefore, try to understand Krishna. How will you understand Krishna? Krishna is so great. Sivana mukhehi jivhado sami vaspurattada padasti krishna namadi navave grayam indriyai. You cannot understand Krishna by these bland material senses. That is not possible. You have to purify it. You have to purify it. Tatparatena nirmala. Simply by Krishna consciousness, always thinking of Krishna, all your senses will be purified. This is the process. Sivana mukhi hi jivhava. And you can begin service with your tongue. Now this is also very surprising. By utilizing our tongue, we can become perfect. This is also unknown to the modern science. By utilizing the tongue, one can become perfect. Yes, this is the process. By the tongue, you chant Hare Krishna mantra, and by the tongue, you taste prasadam. You will be perfect. Simply by executing these two things. Do not accept anything. Do not allow the tongue to touch anything which is not offered to Krishna. This is one item. And another item, engage the tongue always chanting Hare Krishna. You become perfect. Is it very difficult task? Anyone can do. Hare Krishna Mahamantra, anyone can chant. And nice prasadam, anyone can take. And actually it is happening so. How these European, American boys and girls, they are advancing, they are realizing. Simply by that process, tongue, chant Hare Krishna 10 prasad. So you can introduce this process all over the world. Give them chance to chant Hare Krishna. But it is difficult also. There was a cartoon that one old lady is requesting her husband, chant, 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 and the husband is replying, can't, can't, can't. There was a cartoon. So, we are requesting everyone, please chant, and they are replying, can't, still they will not chant. This is the difficulty. Otherwise, we can deliver all the people on this earth, back to home, back to God. Simply by this process. Chant and take prasad. So just like the other day, we held the festival, Ratha Yatra. Chant and take prasad. Yes. Organize this all over the world. They will say, they will understand Krishna. Sevan Mukhi, he is Vibhadu, Swam Krishna Vilakya. Krishna, you cannot see Krishna. That is not possible. You cannot order Krishna, please come and see. No. When he is pleased with your service, he will come. Yes, I am here. See me. That is the history. Just like Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj was meditating. And within 6 months he saw Krishna face to face. So everyone can see. Everyone is able. Provided we utilize this tongue. Sevan Mukhi, he Jivadu. Jivadu. Jivadu means beginning with this tongue. We have got senses. All senses. Eyes, ears, touch. So many senses. But begin with the sense tongue. Try to control the tongue and engage in Krishna service. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Sarira Avidya Jal Jarendriya Kahe Kal. This body is a material body and its senses are our greatest enemies. Jarendriya Kahe Kal. So out of all the senses, karmadde jubhavati lobhomai sudurmati. Of all the senses, the tongue is formative. It is sudurmati. It has no limit to test. I've seen in Japan, 20 miles away, they are coming to test some fried balls in the hotel. You see, they have got bus. The hotel has got their own bus and they bring customers from the city and they are coming after office hours just to taste some jungle balls fried. Well, that is the hotel.
Well,
huh?
Well,
maybe, what it is. You have tested? So, the tongue is so formidable enemy. Simply for tasting, they will commit so many sinful activities. They will commit so many abominable acts simply for tongue. There is a straight line. Tongue, then belly, then genital. So, if you can control the tongue, the other things will be controlled. Therefore, karamadde jivhavati lobhomai sudurmati. Lobhomai, it is very greedy. And sudurmati, it is very difficult to control. Just see, simply for tongue, so many slugger houses have been maintained. I've seen, those who are meat eaters, I've seen in the airplane, a small piece of meat, everything. Not very much. But for this small piece, there are so many population, huge quantity of Sarakara houses. They cannot give us that small piece of meat. That is the biggest. We can make, the same thing can be made by meat, meat product, or chana, what do you call curd? Cheese. You prepare cheese and fry it, you will get the same taste. But let the animal live, take its meat, and prepare so many meat preparations. But this rascal did not do. He killed. Simply for this tongue. It is so strong, this tongue. They cannot give up this, I mean, it's a formidable tongue. He is demanding, he must give me meat. So they are obliged. And for this obligation, they are committing so much sinful activities, abominable activities, and becoming bound up by the laws of nature to accept a body within the 8,400,000 species of life, becoming the worm in the stool. They do not know how the natural law is working. Prakriti karmani sarva. Prakriti, nature is so strong. It is acting very nicely. So you have to become very careful. That carefulness, you cannot do any other way, especially in this age. Simply if you surrender to Krishna, if you become Krishna conscious, Krishna will take care of you and he will be saved. Thank you very much.